This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
Hello, this is Flip from the UK Talk Radio station.co.uk, and today we're going to be talking about some of those weird news stories. And this one sounds terrifying, but it is actually quite funny. A terrified woman returns home to find mutant potatoes have taken over her flat. But don't worry, it's not something from a C-rate sci-fi movie, no. Donna Pure says she was left terrified by a strange shape lurking in her kitchen after returning to her flat for the first time in 3 months due to coronavirus restrictions. When coronavirus lockdown restrictions were announced the first time round, Donna Pure wasted no time in fleeing her home to spend quarantine with her boyfriend on the other side of town. I'm not even going to make any jokes about that. We all know what she was doing. Among the belongings she left behind as she hurriedly relocated was a simple bag of potatoes she'd picked up from the local shop with the intention of cooking them for her tea. She didn't give them a second thought as she happily passed the time with her boyfriend before returning to the flat in Caen in France for the first time 3 months later. But when she opened the door, she says she was left terrified by the unassuming bag of potatoes, which had grown metre-long pink tentacles and reached out to every corner of her small flat. The communications manager said, "As I opened the front door, I noticed a strange shape at the back of the kitchen. As the light was off and the shutters were down, I didn't realise it was the potatoes. It was only after opening the shutters that I took note of this extraordinary sight. I was terrified at first, but after realising what it was, I laughed a lot and shared a video on Snapchat, as you do. My friends couldn't stop laughing at me." She said they found the whole situation unbelievable. Donna said it took her hours to completely remove the potatoes and its army of runaway shoots, but obviously not before sharing the photo on Twitter.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
Well, it is a Flips a Tips time, a Flips Tips, I said, and we're going to go with the simplest way to slice a bunch of cherry tomatoes is to sandwich them between two plastic lids and then run a long knife through the middle of them all at once. And did you know brown sugar, this is another tip for you, brown sugar will be kept soft if you store a couple of marshmallows in the jar with them as well. And if you've got a problem with shoes and keeping them, storing them all safely and out off the way, then install a regular coat rack on lower down the wall to store the shoes safely off the floor so certain little puppies don't do chew them, as I am now walking around with half-chewed shoes. And use nail varnish to identify different keys. Paint it on the end, and it is far cheaper than buying those specially coloured keys. So let me know how you get on with that. All you need to do is just visit the website at the UK Talk Radio station.co.uk.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.
Hands up, who likes Bubble and Squeak? I know I do. And hands up, who likes bacon? I do. Well, on Flip's Tease today, we're going to do bacon-wrapped Bubble and Squeak cakes. And these Moorish patties are brilliant at the heart of a main meal or as part of a VIP cooked breakfast. So what do you need for these? Well, it's going to serve four. You're open. You need a kilogram of floury potatoes, such as King Edwards, cut and peeled. Don't have to peel them if you don't want to be perfectly honest, for the mash. One leek finely sliced, half a Savoy cabbage cored and shredded, 8 smoked bacon back rashers, a visible fat removed, and a low calorie cooking spray and chopped parsley to serve. So cook the potatoes in the saucepan of boiling water for over a high heat for about 12-15 minutes or until tender. Drain well and return to the pan and mash until smooth. Tip into a large mixing bowl and set aside to cool. Meanwhile, put the leek, cabbage, 3 tablespoons of water and some salt and pepper in a large or in a medium-sized saucepan, and then just put it over a medium heat. Cover and cook for about 5 minutes or until tender. Lifting the lid and stirring every now and again, and tip into a colander and drain and cool. Preheat an oven to 200 degrees Celsius. Add the leek and cabbage to the mashed potatoes, season and to taste, and mix well. Divide the mixture into 8 equal portions and shape them into sort of like patties or burger shapes, really. Cut each bacon rasher lengthways into 2 thin strips and wrap 2 strips of bacon around each bubble and squeak cake to make sort of like a crisscross shape, overlapping the ends underneath. Spray a non-stick frying pan with a low-calorie cooking spray and place over medium heat. Fry the 4 bubble and squeak cakes for about 4 minutes or until golden brown. Then carefully flip them over onto a non-stick baking tray sprayed with a low-calorie spray and repeat with the rest of the cakes and pop them on the tray into the oven. Cook for about 10 minutes until crisp and golden and hot through. Scatter over the parsley and serve with your favourite vegetables or whatever you fancy. If you're going to have it as a breakfast as well, with a fried egg or a poached egg. Ooh, sounds rather nice. This is Flip, and that was Flip's Teas on the UK Talk Radio Station .co.uk.
This is UK Talk Radio with the music you love and the chat you enjoy.